In this bulletin, New South Wales records 283 new local COVID-19 cases. Fires continue to rage through Greece. And in sport, the Tokyo Olympic Games come to an end. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Another 283 cases of community transmission of coronavirus and another death have been confirmed in New South Wales. The death was a woman in her 90s who was in palliative care and hadn't been vaccinated. At least 64 of the new cases were infectious in the community. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the Canterbury-Bankstown local government area is still the epicentre of Greater Sydney's outbreak.
We are seeing some stabilisation in other local government areas, but that local government area is proving to demonstrate the virus is still circulating, and we also ask people in those adjoining suburbs to the Canterbury-Bankstown local government area to especially be on high alert. That remains the greatest challenge for us, and it's where the compliance, the police are focusing their efforts as well to make sure people are doing the right thing.
Meanwhile, Tamworth will go into lockdown for a week from 5 p.m. today after a Newcastle woman who was exposed to COVID-19 travelled to the regional city from Newcastle last Thursday. No cases have been detected in Tamworth so far, but anyone who's attended the confirmed exposure sites needs to get tested and isolate. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says a man in his 50s has also tested positive to COVID-19 in the Byron Bay area.
Investigations are underway to determine his source of infection. We understand he did travel from Sydney earlier in towards the end of July. He is currently being re-interviewed, and we are also arranging urgent testing of his two household contacts.
And four new locally acquired cases of coronavirus have been detected in Queensland. All of them were in quarantine during their entire infectious period and are linked to the Indooroopilly cluster. Genomic sequencing shows the Cairns taxi driver, who was infectious in the community for several days, contracted COVID-19 from a marine pilot who tested positive last week. And Victoria has recorded 11 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 from more than 38,000 tests. All of them are linked to previous cases, and one was in quarantine during their infectious period. In other news, the names of businesses that received JobKeeper despite posting a profit in 2020 are likely to remain secret, with the federal government rejecting a move to make them public. The wage subsidy scheme was designed for companies experiencing at least a 30% drop in turnover, but at least $4.6 billion went to businesses whose profits increased last year. Independent Senator Rex Patrick last week successfully amended the government's legislation for the new financial support for workers and businesses affected by lockdowns, but the coalition has rejected it in the lower house, and now Labor is reversing its initial support in the Senate. Finance Minister Simon Birmingham has defended the government's move, saying it helped give businesses economic certainty. Moving overseas, hundreds more people have been evacuated from their homes in Greece as emergency crews battle more than a dozen bushfires across the country. Tourists and locals have been evacuated by boat from the nation's second largest island, Evia, as firefighters struggle to bring a blaze under control there. Dozens of homes and businesses have been destroyed in the fire, which broke out after Greece suffered its worst heatwave in more than three decades. This Evia resident says she's staying on the island.
Whatever you see from here, it's just ruined, charcoal, nothing left. The worst thing is being woken up at 3:30 in the morning by the police telling you to evacuate and leave everything behind and run away, something that you can't really do.
To sport, and thousands of people have gathered near the Eiffel Tower to welcome the handover of the Olympic flag to Paris, which will host the Games in 2024. A flyover by jets released blue, white and red smoke, the colours of the French flag, in the capital sky. The event took place during the closing ceremony of the Tokyo Games, which aimed for a celebratory atmosphere despite the absence of spectators. Australia finished sixth on the Tokyo Olympic medal tally with 17 golds. gold, 7 silver and 22 bronze. The delayed 2020 Paralympic Games will begin on the 24th of August. See what Monday's weather's doing for you in Perth. A couple of showers about, 18 degrees. In Adelaide, fine weather and 19. It's partly cloudy in Melbourne where it's 17. Much the same for Hobart, it's 14 degrees there for you. In Canberra, a partly cloudy day, 15. Much the same in Wollongong where it's 20 degrees. Similar conditions in Sydney, 19. Partly cloudy as well in Newcastle, 20. A shower or two in Brisbane, 19. 26 degrees in Cairns, similar conditions. And fine weather in Darwin where it's 30 degrees today. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.